What we learned this morning is that the night has been marred by looting, gas station and home of a relative of the former regime were ransacked by demonstrators since yesterday evening, and it went on all night. In some market, the central market, some store have been broken in by soldiers. That's what we are hearing from our stringer in Bamako. And he's saying that he went to the main hospital in Bamako, where nurses are saying there are four dead and many injured. Some have gone through surgery, which means that because there was no gunfight, it probably coming from stray bullets that has been fired all night in Bamako.
Last night on Tuesday, President Keita resigned, and now there's a new junta in charge of the country. What do we know about them?
Not much at all. All we know is that overnight, the spokesperson of the coup, Malian Air Force Deputy Chief of Staff Ismail Wage, appeared almost 2 hours after Keita speak, which is around midnight in Mali. He spoke around midnight, and he said that he was pledging for a political transition and new election within, quote, reasonable time. He also said the transition will be a civilian transition, and they are asking all organizations, political parties, and union to come and work with them. So what we expect this morning is that they might be trying to discuss with the opposition, which has been on the street for days or for weeks now.
Are there any concrete plans as to what exactly will follow from this point forward?
We don't know because, you know, ECOWAS reacted strongly yesterday. They closed the border. All 16 ECOWAS countries have closed the border with Mali. They stopped every financial transaction with Mali. What you need to know is that Mali is part of CFA franc, which belongs to at least 8 countries in West Africa, and the central bank is in Dakar, Bamako. So they stop all transactions, which means to even pay salary of civil servant at the end of the month will be an issue for Malian. So there is a sanction, but in reaction, the spokesperson also said that Mali is closing its border, so which will make it difficult to send in envoy or negotiator from ECOWAS or from anywhere else to try to discuss with them. So we don't know where this standoff will lead.